Are you someone who is attracted to shiny new things? You know, the entrepreneurs who are always looking for another certification, another app, another piece of software to try in our businesses. If that's you, I am going to ask you, beg you, implore you to step out of your Procrasta healing, Procrasta systems, Procrasta certifications, whatever it is that you are procrastinating yourself out of stepping into your leadership on, and really build the skeleton that will hold you, your business, and your clients in 2026 and beyond. I'm Vicki Dixon. I'm a holistic marketing strategist. That is a fancy way of saying that I have been in business for over 30 years. I've built 5 multi-6-figure businesses across 5 different industries, but I always thought I had to burn myself out until I found human design. And once I realized how to work with my energy instead of against it, everything changed. Today, we are going to talk about building the skeleton in your business rather than being someone who's jumping on board with every shiny new thing. And we're talking about this because I am a manifesting generator and I'm creating this episode in response for you to the things that are coming up with my clients and my friends, my colleagues. So many people are looking at 2026 with a big list of things they want to start. And yes, we are stepping into a 1 year in numerology, so there will be a lot of starting things. There's a lot of new beginnings. There will be a lot of stepping away from the energy that we've been in for the last 9 cycles. However, we can have a habit as entrepreneurs of always looking for the next shiny object and not actually using what we have to serve the people we're here to serve. Today, I am going to walk you through really how to build that skeleton in your business. And I am going to be checking my notes as I go along because I have copious notes here for you. So first, let's look at the ways that we distract ourselves as entrepreneurs. And the first one that comes to mind, now I am someone who has the 1648 channel in human design. So if you have any or all of this channel, you know that the drive for certifications is real, absolutely real. However, we need to look at ourselves. We need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves as entrepreneurs when we are using the certifications as a way of waiting, as a way of procrastinating and not serving the people that we're here to serve. Sometimes we can use them as permission slips, and that just delays our leadership. We're always looking for the next thing that we're going to be certified in. We think we need another coaching modality, or we need to follow some person who's going to sell us a framework because somehow we need an acronym for the work that we do, or it doesn't make sense for people. It can be different healing modalities even that you want to have in your toolbox. A lot of us in this space, my audience, are spiritual healers. And we can always be thinking that, if we just add this other modality and that other modality. And then you know what happens in my work? People come in and they say, oh my God, I do so many things. I don't know how to say what I do. So the modalities are not always serving you or your clients further. Another classic way that entrepreneurs in the online space hold themselves back is by rebranding. Can I get an amen? Who has rebranded more than 3 times in the course of the last 5 years? So many entrepreneurs are continually waiting to take up space until they have the perfect brand. Your brand is never going to be perfect. We are personal brands. The thing that I see most is people in my space, personal brands, refusing to put their person into their personal brand, refusing to allow people to see them. And I understand how it is because it's scary to get out there and be seen. It's scary to take up space. People follow leaders. People do not follow people who are afraid to take up the space that they're here to take up. And they're not checking to see if your font matches your message, or your colors are absolutely perfect, or your brand photos are perfect. In fact, the opposite is true. In next week's episode, I am going to walk you through some of the changes that we are seeing as we step into this new energy of this new year. And one of the biggest things is that people want more storytelling and more person in personal brands, more personality. Even the big brands are hiring little people so that it doesn't look like they're running ads. It looks like real content. And I'm going to walk you through that next week. But for now, I'm going to invite you to really step away from continually tweaking your brand and just get out there and do the work that you're here to do so that you serve the people you're here to serve. Platform hopping. Holy hell, platform hopping. It doesn't matter if you're on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn or TikTok or Snapchat or whatever the thing is, Substack or your own blog, doesn't matter. This is another place that I really see entrepreneurs getting stuck, is that they just start to kind of get on a platform and it's not easy at first. And you know what? It's not even easy after you've been on it a while because the algorithms are changing, the content styles are changing, all of that. But mastering one platform and just going all in on one platform is all you really need to do. And it doesn't even matter that much which platform you choose. Just choose one. Choose one that you love, or choose one that you can stomach. Choose one that you can wrap your mind around being in and creating content for. Obviously, it's a bonus if the people that you're serving are already on that platform. That's going to make your job a lot easier. That just makes sense. But if you hate TikTok, please don't open a TikTok account thinking you're going to build your business there. And you don't have to be omnipresent. You don't have to be everywhere at once. You get to choose where you want to be and use that platform really, really well. It's all scary and it's all shiny. Pick one and go with it. New offers. Oh my gosh. Please stop creating new offers. If you don't know how to create and validate your offer, I have got a private podcast, 20 episodes for $27, that walks you through everything to set up the systems in your online business, from your offer to your lead magnet to your platform to your email system to all of the things. I'll pop the link in the show notes for you to grab it. I see entrepreneurs continually either tweaking their offer or creating a new offer. So they put something out, it doesn't sell well, or it doesn't sell the way that they think it's going to sell. $100,000 launch, anyone? And then they think it's no good, so they create another offer. And they end up in this cycle of continually creating things when nothing is selling. So they feel like they're working all the time, 24/7, but they're not bringing any money in. So no more new offers. Find the offer that serves your people well and go with it. Just let it be. Let it breathe. Our offers need to breathe in the online space, probably now more than ever with the noise that's there. Naming your offer. Oh my gosh, the number of people who get stuck on having the perfect name for their offer so they never put their offer out. And in my head, I think I just made a face. If you're watching on YouTube, I think I just made a face and I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. But I've been guilty of this too. Waiting for the perfect name to put something out. And if you've been working with ChatGPT to try to name something, it is batshit awful for this. But it doesn't have to be perfectly named. A lot of times the name of your offer, the name of your program is going to come to you after you've delivered it. After you've seen the results that people are actually getting, the transformation that's happening in there, all of a sudden it's going to come. And as an entrepreneur, you are a creative person. And I want to remind you that your creativity most comes on board when you're not thinking about it, when you're not trying to figure something out. The ideas just flow to us in the shower, in the middle of the night. Those are when the best ideas come. So don't hold yourself back thinking that you need this shiny name for your program before you can launch it. The last thing that I'm going to talk about as a distraction or something, a shiny object that could be holding you back in your business, is procrastinating. And I know you know what I mean. And you know I've been guilty of this too, where we think we just don't have it quite together enough to provide what we're here to provide for our people. We think that we're blocked. We think that we're stuck. We think that we don't know the thing that we need to know. Well, here's a spoiler alert for you. Everybody's stuck. Everybody's overwhelmed. Everybody needs to heal more. Everybody has blocks. And you are never going to get through all your blocks. When you're done, you're dead. So pray God that you will be working for your entire life to work through these blocks. And you only ever have to be so many steps ahead of your ideal client. You're never going to be healed. We are always healing. So if you find yourself using healing as an excuse to not do the work you're here to do, I'm going to lovingly suggest that you step out of that pattern and serve the people who are waiting for you. If not you, who? If not now, when? And let's flip the coin. Let's talk about the things that actually do build the skeleton in your business. Not a lot of things, but until you have these things settled in your business, please make an agreement with yourself to not be distracted by any more shiny things. Not book another course, another certification, another thing that's going to teach you a new modality until you have these bones set up. One clear offer. You need one clear offer to bring people in through. And from that clear offer, you will then create your lead magnet. You'll create your micro offer, your entry point for people. So many times people do this backwards in the online space. They create a lead magnet and then they try to make an offer fit. Start with your offer, then create your lead magnet, create your entry point to sell in your welcome sequence. Which brings me to the number two thing that you need to have in your skeleton of your business is an email system with funnels, sequences, whatever you want to call them, set up that actually nurture people and guide them to buy from you. And this should be an email system that you actually use. You actually send out emails and connect with your people. I got a newsletter this morning from Joe Paluzzi. And Joe Paluzzi is, I don't even know what his official title is, but he's like a massive creator and a creative entrepreneur, and he has been for decades. One of the OGs for sure. He has the Orange newsletter. And he was saying that replies are the new currency in email. So as we move forward, he sees one of his predictions is that getting replies is going to be more important than ever before. It's not the size of your email list or the number of people that click on links. It's going to be the number of people who reply to you, who think you have something worth saying, who think that you are someone worth having a conversation with. Please, I don't mean that tied to your worth. I mean, they think it's worthy of their time to bring a conversation to you in a reply. So it's all fine and good to have an email system and be building an email system. But if you haven't sent an email in 2025, or you've only sent, you know, a couple of emails when you want to sell something, it would be a really good idea to start to see your email system and treat your email system like the asset that it is. A payment system and a calendar. Now, this may seem like a no-brainer, but I cannot tell you the number of established entrepreneurs that I work with who do not have a regular payment system. Oh, I just have people PayPal me. Oh, I just have people Venmo me. Oh, I have people e-transfer me. What? You can't have an international business like that. We don't have Venmo in Canada. You don't have e-transfer in the US. I'm sure there's something for Australia and the UK that other people don't have. If you're going to get serious, you need to have a calendar link and payment links that work. Respect your time, respect your client's time. It is so much easier for someone to just click on a link, get themselves booked on your calendar. You can put buffers in around your time, all of the things. And this does not have to be an expensive calendar system. That's a non-negotiable for the skeleton in your business. Somewhere for people to find you. So instead of being distracted by all of the shiny platforms you could be on, pick one. Go all in. Just choose it. Just choose the one you want to be on and go all in on it and see what happens in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, a year. How could your business be different? Because here's the thing. You need somewhere for people to find you, which is that one platform. You want to be somewhere where someone can refer you and say, oh my God, you have to read her blog. You have to listen to her podcast. You have to watch his YouTube channel. You got to get on her email list. Her Instagram account is amazing. You want to be somewhere where people can easily find you. And you want that somewhere to be a place where you can make regular offers. Because if you are not making regular offers in your business, then I can guarantee you, you're not going to make the money that you're here to make that you need to make in order to have a sustainable business. Here's a fun thing, fun story for my own business. So I intentionally stepped away from Facebook in 2020, 2021-ish, and went all in on Instagram. And it took me quite a while to learn it. I'm by no means an Instagram influencer. I'm by no means trending on Instagram, any of the things. But I have real relationships with real humans, and I love that about Instagram. Over the last year or so, I've been feeling called back to Facebook. My groups are on Facebook, and I have been just playing with posting a little bit more there. Not anything serious, but just playing with it a little bit. And then when I opened my retail store, I started, okay, I'm going to get into Facebook. Facebook tends to be more local. My local people definitely are always commenting, always watching my stories, all the things. And I knew that I could find them there more than I could find them on Instagram. Or I feel like that's the case anyway. This week, I created a post and it was about my youngest grandchild, Colby. Colby is a manifester. And all of the rest of us, there are 13 others of us in our family, and we are all generators and manifesting generators. So along comes this little non-sacral being. And I got to have the most beautiful afternoon with Colby last week, where we just sat and I really think he was resting a lot because he doesn't get a lot of rest with his siblings who are 3420 man gens. His dad is a 3420 man gen and his mom is a generator. So I feel like this, now yes, he was being conditioned by me at the time, but we were just sitting and relaxing. He's 2 years old and he goes like a bat out of hell. But he was able to just sit and relax for hours. It was crazy. And I created a post about that because people want to see our real lives. People want to know our real stories. A lot of how I market as a 2-4 is just talking about my life. And I find that Facebook is a really easy place to do that. So why am I telling you this? Around the mulberry bush we go. I did this post about Colby and offered mini human design readings for kids. And so far I've sold 3 of those readings. So it's $150 from that one post that probably took me 10 minutes. It was on my heart. It was me in response. It was on the right platform. The right platform, I'll put in air quotes. The message was received by the people who were here to receive it. So many times entrepreneurs can feel like making an offer needs to be a big production, needs to be a launch, needs to be a strategy, needs to be all the things. We need to be making offers on a regular basis. The more offers you make, the more money you'll make in your business. And that doesn't mean having a gazillion multiple offers in your offer suite, but it means being able to meet people where they're at and have them be engaged with you on a platform where you can make these offers and they can purchase them from you. And you need a payment link and a calendar system to back that up and an email system to build relationships with your people and an ascension ladder that is not confusing. Like I said, if you would love to really understand all of the bits and pieces that need to go into building the skeleton for your sustainable business, the private podcast Pathway to Profit is 20 episodes and a robust workshop that walks you through piece by piece by piece how to set this up in your business so that you can really build something that lasts in 2026, something that serves you and the people you're here to serve. You can get visible in your business. You can make your offers. You can have the impact that you're here to have. It's just $27 and I'll link it up in the show notes for you. And next week, we're going to talk about some of the changes that we see coming to the online space that you're going to want to know as a content creator. And if you have an online business, you are a content creator.